I want to make the point today that when the Lord created us in His own image, when the Creator, from whom everything originates from, created us in His own image, He gave us His very DNA. We are created in His image. And the great search for life today, if you take a step back and think about this, the great search for life, search for meaning, is really a search for identity. And when you look at people that are chasing after careers, chasing after money, you know, in the gym all the time trying to perfect their body, women, all the things that they do to their body, all the things that humanity does, it's really a search for identity. But when we truly come into a revelational knowledge that we're created in God's image, we're going to understand that who we are far surpasses any identity that we could get from this world. In other words, it doesn't matter how successful someone is, how much money they have, how beautiful or how strong you look. To know who we really are is such a dramatic increase in identity. That's why David said in Psalm 139 that he was fearfully and wonderfully made. Beloved one, you and I are so much more than we think we are. We're so much more than we think we are. There is so much more to you and I than we know. And this is a word of encouragement because as we seek God, seeking to know Him and seeking to get an identity from Him, He's going to be revealing to you and I more and more who we are. You know, the Bible says that we're for a little while only lower than the angels. There is so much divine genius in us, but we're only going to discover that as we seek to know Him and look to Him to know who we are. In the beginning, Elohim created you. In the beginning, Elohim created. You can see in my studio here, I actually have that verse in Hebrew. In the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. He created you and I. So I just want to encourage you today. Ask God to give you an identity. Don't look for your identity on your Facebook site. Don't look for an identity on the comments people are making on any of your social media feeds. It's a trap. It will just spiral you down. But begin to cry out to God, God, show me who I am. Father, help me to know who I am. You know, I've discovered in my life that when I feel good about who I am, I'm able to love people. When I'm feeling good about my self-image and my self-identity, I'm able to love people. I'm able to bless people. I want everybody to feel good. But when I'm not secure in my own identity, when I don't have a clear understanding or revelation of my identity, when I'm not walking in that, that's when I have a tendency to mess up relationships, to respond wrong, to have a wrong perspective of circumstances and other people. And what that tells me is, when I have a healthy identity, I'm able to be a servant of love. I'm able to be happy. I'm able to handle life well. Other people's comments aren't getting in me and wounding me. I'm not concerned about what other people think about me because I'm sure of who I am. So I would encourage you just to get on your knees and just begin to call out to the Lord, say, Lord, deliver me from looking for my identity in the world. Forgive me and save me from labeling myself based on how much money I make, on how many friends I have, on what I think other people are thinking about me, which probably what you think they're thinking about you probably really isn't even happening because we live in a spiritual universe where all kinds of thoughts are coming at us that aren't actually based in what we think they are. Our fight's not against flesh and blood. Just begin, beloved, to practice what I'm saying. When you're starting to feel like, you know, things aren't right, you just don't feel like you're relating to people rightly, or you're not responding well, you're agitated inside, begin to call on your Creator for your identity. It will solve so many problems. Yeshua came, John 17:6, to reveal the Creator's name to us. And when we have a revelation of the name of our Creator upon our lives and understand that we're created in His image, when our identity is strengthened through our relationship with Him, we live in victory and we also have peace and happiness in life.